Welcome back once again. I'm Travis Sullivan, and this is Truth from the Heart. This is episode number 12, which I've entitled, Two Things I Believe Every Christian Needs in Their Walk. I've been wanting to talk about this for quite a while, but it seems like every time I turn around and every story that I read, so many Christians do not have these two things in their lives. Today's topic is going to be about conviction and discernment. So I hope that you'll stay tuned as I get started on that in just a few moments. But before that, I kind of want to give you a little bit of a life update. I know it's been a little while since I've put out some new episodes, and that is because I've been a little bit busy. This year has been a crazy year for my family. My grandmother passed away in January. My sister got married in April. She moved to Belgium with her husband, and there's just been a lot of changes. And then I found out in April that the job that I've had for nearly 12 years, I was going to be moved from full-time to part-time, extreme part-time, just one day a week. And so, of course, for the first time in nearly 12 years, I was looking for a full-time job. And so for the last couple of months, I have been doing that. And I am so blessed and so grateful to say that God has led me to a wonderful position at Home Depot in Southlake. And I'm a merchandise execution associate, and basically I'm in charge of all the merchandise in the store along with the rest of my team. We make sure it's on the shelves and stocked so that you can come in and buy it. We make sure the pricing is right. We take care of all the displays that are in the store. We build them, make sure they're operating correctly, and so much more. And it's something I've had to get used to because the hours are 6 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And I'm not a morning person. I've worked nights for a long, long time. And so it's something to get used to. But again, this year has just been full of change. But my mom said that God gave her two words for this year. They were joy and change. I've talked a lot about change, but we've also had some joy. And again, I can't wait to see what God is going to do with this journey. I've met some wonderful people in the 2 weeks that I have been there. I don't know where God's going to take it, what God's going to do with it, but I am there to serve Him each and every day. And so that's why it's taken me a little while to get some new episodes out. Hopefully now that I'm sort of established in that job, I can hopefully put out some more episodes, maybe a little bit quicker. And I do want to talk real quick once again about the podcast. You can, of course, find it on various platforms, some of the major platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn.com, and more. And this has nothing to do with me whatsoever. This is all to the glory of God. But I am pleased to announce, too, that the podcast has now been downloaded in 11 different countries. To God be the glory. How amazing is that? All the way from India, Sweden, the United Kingdom, Canada, of course, the United States. I think I've had one in Australia. So just the good news of the gospel is getting around the world through this podcast. And it's so humbling. And I don't talk about the statistics to toot my own horn, to make myself feel better, to sound like I'm prideful or anything. I just want to say how amazing it has been. Not that I ever doubted God, but when I started this podcast, I said, God, I hope you do something amazing with it. I will bring the good news of your word to as many as I can and use this in any way that you can. And just to see what he has done, to see that it's now in 11 countries, it just proves that when you're talking about the good news of the gospel, he will never let his word return void, and there is nothing that can stop the good news from getting to those who need to hear it. Also want to remind you, I do this every episode, but it is so, so important, especially in the crazy and mixed up world that we live in. But I just want to remind you the importance of reading your Bible and talking with God every day through prayer. God gave us his word. It's our owner's manual. It's our guide to the way that we should live our lives. So I learn something new every time that I read God's word, or I'm encouraged when I read God's word. And I know that there are some parts that are harder to understand than others, but there is nothing like the power of God's word. So I just want to encourage you to continue. If you have not done so already, then start reading God's word every day. And maybe you say, Travis, time, I don't seem to have enough of it. Do this. Start reading once a week and then move it to twice a week and then three times, and then just build your way up to reading the Bible every day. You don't have to sit there and read, you know, a whole bunch of chapters. You can read a chapter at a time. Maybe you read a passage at a time. Maybe God puts something on your heart, a topic or something that you're going through, and you want to read about that. Open His Word and read it. There is nothing like the power of God's Word. And that's kind of a little bit of a life update, some encouragement for you. And so let's get started with today's episode. I've entitled, I know it's kind of a long title, but I've entitled it, Two Things I Believe Every Christian Should Have in Their Walk. And those two things, as I mentioned, are conviction and discernment. So let's get started. And for those of you who have listened to previous episodes, you know I like to start with the basics. So let's take a look at the basic definition of conviction. And here is what the definition is according to BibleStudyTools.com. This is the definition of conviction: a decision presumed to be based upon a careful and discriminating consideration of all the proof. Now, here's my definition of conviction. I changed it a little bit, but here's what mine is: being aware through the power of the Holy Spirit of what is wrong or goes against your beliefs, and this includes being made aware or cognizant of what a business or organization truly supports and believes. Here's a definition of discernment from Christianity.com. And I don't have my own definition for this one because I think this pretty much sums up discernment. And that is the ability to choose between what is true and right and what is false and wrong. And I believe that true discernment comes from the Holy Spirit. So they are different. They do sort of coincide with each other. And there are some Christians who can have one or the other in their lives, but it's so much better when we have both. And we can have both in our lives thanks to the power of the Holy Spirit. I talked about the importance of reading God's Word. Let's head to the Bible and take a look at some verses that talk about conviction and discernment to maybe help us understand it a little bit more and maybe help you understand how you can have these in your life. And I'm going to give you some examples from my life of each one and just how you can apply those to your life as well and the difference that they can make in your life. Our first verse talks a little bit about conviction, and it talks about one of the reasons why Jesus came to earth. And it's found in the book or in the Gospel of John. It's John 16, 8 through 9. And I read in the English Standard Version. And here's what John 16, 8 through 9 tells us: "And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment, concerning sin, because they do not believe in me." So Jesus came, and one of the things he came to do was to convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. And what was the definition of conviction? A decision presumed to be based upon a careful and discriminating consideration of all the proof. This is why I've heard it over and over again when people say you've got to think about what you do in your life. Decisions have consequences, and they do. I've seen so many people that they make decisions, big decisions, and they don't even really think twice about it. They just do that. And there are prisons filled all across this nation that are full of people who maybe didn't think through. Now, I know there are some that have mental problems, but there are many that I think just didn't think through the decisions that they were making. And look where they ended up. You've got to stop and think, what would Jesus do? I know sometimes that gets overused. That was I think sort of a craze in the early 2000s. I remember growing up, WWJD, what would Jesus do? But we really have to think, what would Jesus do? What has he told us in his word that is right and wrong that we are to do? Jesus came to convict the world. And so the Bible is very clear on that. And conviction is not a bad thing. It's not, but so many people don't live with conviction in their lives. So many Christians don't live with conviction in their lives. And it can lead to problems. It can lead to outcomes that you don't want. Because if we just stop and think about it and say, Lord, I know you're convicting me of this. What way do you want me to go? And I guarantee you, he will never turn us away. If we approach him and we say, Lord, I need discernment. I need conviction. I can't do this. I'm convicted about this. Then he understands that. He's never going to make us go against our convictions. But so many people may not even realize what their convictions are, that they have them. But if they look and they think about, what do I believe? What do I really want to support? That's where the conviction can come in. And that's where you can say, you know what, I believe this, but I know that this company or this business believes this, and I can't really support that. I'm convicted about supporting them and giving my money and giving my support. because of the beliefs of that company. That is conviction, but that's okay to have that. Let's go ahead and take another look at some more verses that talk about conviction and discernment. Now let's head over to the faith chapter. And if you have never read the entire chapter of Hebrews 11, you need to. It's an amazing, amazing chapter. It is literally called the faith chapter. It's all about faith. And I love the first verse in this chapter. So Hebrews 11:1, and it says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." And as I've said on some previous episodes, I don't want to go into any deep theological discussions, but I do want to take a quick look at this verse and try and explain it the best that I can. So the conviction of things not seen is a reference to God and what he has specifically done in Jesus, not just our general confidence in something that we can't see. So for example, Christ laying down his perfect life to pay the penalty for our sin is a thing not seen. We didn't see it happen, but it's part of the things not seen in that verse. And even though we as Christians did not see it, many of us are convicted about it. Not only do we believe that Jesus' death on the cross happened, he is our conviction. And we know that he is the only way to God because he says that in his word. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We cannot see Jesus. We cannot see God. But we are relying on Jesus for the forgiveness and reconciliation with God. It's a conviction that we have, and we know what ways are right and what ways are wrong. And that's part of the age, if you've ever heard of the age of accountability, that's what it's all about. That's why children under the age of 12, I believe it's under the age of 12. I think some other Bible scholars maybe have moved that age up a little bit, but I would say the age of 12 and below. That's why all children under the age of 12, when the rapture of the church happens, they will be taken up. Because once you get past the age of 12, you are considered to be at the age of accountability. You know the difference between right and wrong. You know the difference between good and evil. You know, little children, you think of a little baby, they don't know the difference. They're just there in the world, you know, depending on someone else to take care of them and lead them down the right path. So that's sort of a nutshell of that verse. Hopefully you understand conviction. Hopefully that didn't confuse you anymore. I know that verse can be hard to understand. It's often used, but I encourage you, if you have never read the faith chapter, and you are a Christian, that is definitely a great book to read because it literally talks all about the faith, the importance of faith. If you're a new Christian and you're just beginning your walk, read Hebrews chapter 11. Our next verse that I want to take a look at is going to be also in the book of Hebrews, just a few chapters over. It's going to be Hebrews 4:12. And here's what Hebrews 4:12 says. "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So the last two verses sort of talked about conviction. This one now is flipped to discernment. So it talks about how the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And that is how we are to live our lives. And we can discern what is right and what is not through the power of the Holy Spirit. The thoughts and the intentions of our heart will help us to do that. So that verse talks a little bit about discernment. And then finally, the last verse that I want to do on this part of the episode is going to be 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. And it says, 1 Corinthians 16:13-14, "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love." We are to be watchful. We are to stand firm in our faith. We are to be strong. We have to be confident as well. And we can do that. And I think it's easier to do that in the Christian walk when you are a man or a woman of conviction, and then you have that discernment from the Holy Spirit. Those things are available to every Christian. The Holy Spirit will provide those to us in our lives. But so many people don't live based on their convictions. They live based on just what they want to do or what they've always done. Maybe it was something that they did before they got saved. And a lot of the times, though, I found that people just don't stop and think about what they're doing or the companies or the things that they are supporting in their lives and how that they are truly worldly. They are of this world, but they don't stop and think about that because it was something that they've always done. But conviction and discernment are two things that are available to every Christian. And if more Christians would make those prevalent in their lives. It really changes the Christian walk. It really does. I try to live as a man of conviction. I'm convicted on many different things. I can't support some things because of this, and I'll talk more about that on the next part of this episode. When I was applying for a job, I said I got a new job recently. There were only certain places that I applied to because there were certain places I would not want to work for because their values are not the same values that I have. I was convicted about where I wanted to work and the type of company that I wanted to work for. And so it made a big difference. But the enemy does not want us to live based on our convictions and use discernment in our lives. Because when we do, I think it pleases God. I know it pleases God because then we are searching and wanting to live the life that He wants us to live. Because God never wastes anything. He never would provide those through the power of the Holy Spirit if we weren't supposed to use those in the Christian walk. So think of it that way, as conviction and discernment are available to every Christian through the power of the Holy Spirit. And God doesn't just say, well, it's just there. I don't really want you to use it. You know, if you need it, you can use it. He wants us to live out those things in our lives. He wants us to be able to discern what is good and evil. He wants us to discern what we know to be of the kingdom and not of His kingdom. He wants us to live lives of conviction and be convicted about certain things and say, I cannot support that. I'm going to pray for those who support that, but I cannot support that because of my beliefs and because of what the Word of God says. He wants us to live that way in our lives, and that's why I wanted to talk about these two things and just encourage you to live a life of conviction and of discernment. I'm getting close once again to the 20-minute mark. I know it goes by so fast, but I do want to go ahead and say a quick prayer for us today, and I will close this out for today's episode. And of course, I've still got many parts of this episode left, and I will continue this on the next part. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, thank You for today, and Lord, thank You for the power of the Holy Spirit and for giving each and every Christian the opportunity to be able to live lives of conviction and have discernment in our lives. Lord, I pray that there would be many that are listening to this episode today that maybe they aren't living lives of conviction. I pray that they would turn to You and ask You to show them, what should I be convicted about in my life? How do You want me to live? What things do You want me to support? I just pray that they would turn to You and live the life that You have and that You will for them to live. When we live the life that is willed for us, things go so much better, and we know that it delights You when we live that way. So, Lord, again, I just pray for all of those as well who don't know You, and that they would come to know You as their Lord and Savior. And I just pray for Christians all over the world, and especially those that are being persecuted. I just pray that You would be with them and with their families as they continue to bring the good news of the gospel to the world. You will never let Your word return void. And Lord, we can't thank You enough for all the blessings in our lives. Thank You for giving me the opportunity to be able to talk about Your word with the entire world through this podcast. Lord, thank You for sending Jesus to die for us. It's in Your name that I pray. Amen. Once again, this is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. I hope this has kind of piqued your interest and you want to learn more about conviction and discernment. I'm going to continue this on the next part of the episode. And so until next time, this is Travis Sullivan with Truth from the Heart. Remember, Jesus is King, Maranatha, and God bless. Until next time.